This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, August 23, 2016. Some youths in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, have defaced Robert Mugabe Way signposts and renamed the road Devolution Way as a form of protest against the government's failure to devolve power to provinces, a provision enshrined in the country's supreme law. We will give you an update on the popular prophet Walter Magaya of Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries, who allegedly raped a 25-year-old Midlands University student. Magaya is out on $2,000 bail. Zimbabwe Rural Teachers Union abandoned a 200-kilometer walk from Maramba Mfungwe District in Mashonaland East Province to Harare, claiming that their lives are in danger. And the Zimbabwe Olympics Committee speaks with Studio 7 about the poor performance of all competitors in the just-ended Rio Olympics and the way forward. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts will be talking with listeners about unemployed Zimbabwean graduates who have resorted to selling different goods to make a living. What are your views on this issue? Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.